Hi, my name is Julien Staszewski. I'm the director of Voir et Dire Brussels. We organize guided tours about architecture, Art Nouveau, Art Deco, but also nature, gastronomy, lifestyle in Brussels, all about Brussels. And those tours, you can do it by foot for sure, also by bike and by coach. We are making those tours as well as for individual people as for groups all the years, in English, in French, in Dutch, in German. We used to have a biennale about Art Nouveau and Art Deco, and now we changed the concept. It's evolved in a festival. We still open townhouses, Art Deco and Art Nouveau, but we have a lot of parallel activities like music, exposition, conferences and so on.
My name is Albert Owalk and I'm a retired architect, and I've always been very interested in heritage buildings and particularly the works of Victor Horta. And so since I'm retired, I do those tours because I like to share my passion for Horta and for Art Nouveau. It is definitely a labor of love because we want to avoid the situations like in the 60s and 70s where several beautiful buildings kind of disappeared in total indifference. So we considered trying to keep the interest for Horta and Art Nouveau alive is a way of saving it. Of course, most of them nowadays are listed buildings, so there's not much risk of them disappearing. But we want to favor a general comprehension of the role that Art Nouveau played in Belgium artistic history. Is that he looked after every detail himself. The lamps are from Horta. The designs on the wall are from Horta, the architecture's from Horta, the engineering's from Horta, the furniture's from Horta, absolutely everything. The hinges from the doors are from Horta, because he didn't buy them from a catalogue, he had them specially made for himself. Every door handle is made by Horta. So when you bought a Horta house, you bought a unique house in every sense of the word, because you could not find any kind of detail anywhere else, even in his own houses. They were an intellectual, artistic elite, because you must not consider that anybody who had money wanted an Art Nouveau house in that time. There was a very small, very tiny percentage of the population who was willing to have something like that built, even if they had the money. So it's a very short-lived and very exquisite period.
What's your name?
Alex.
And you live in Brussels?
Yeah.
For how long?
About 20 years.
Okay, and what did you think of the visit?
I think it's fantastic, really interesting. I've been to a few, I've been to the Horta Museum and I've been to some places before, but I thought it was well worth having a guide. Very, very good.
And you'd recommend it?
Yes, I would, very much so. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.